From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This week, the Latin Grammy nominations were announced in Los Angeles. And yes, Despacito was kind of a big deal for Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. They picked up 4 nominations. But if we're keeping score, and we are, the former Calle 13 frontman Residente picked up 9 nominations for his first solo album called simply Residente. But for Alt Latino, the even bigger news was how many Latin alternative artists were nominated in categories that were not alternative. And we've covered every alternative artist that was nominated this week. So this week, we take a look back at what those artists told us about their work over the last 9 months or so. And to help us do that, we have Marisa Arbona Ruiz with us here in the studio. Marisa?
Órale, great to be back, Felix.
Okay, we're going to start with Residente, and we're going to listen back to an interview he did with us back in August. But first, we're going to finish listening to this track that we're hearing underneath us right now. It's called Guerra, and it was nominated for both Record of the Year and Song of the Year.
Soy el boquete que dejó la bomba, que cayó lo que fecundó la madre que me parió. Desde que nací soy parte de este menú, porque yo llegué al óvulo antes que tú. Soy la selva que corre descalza, en el medio del mar sobrevivo sin balsa. Soy el caudal que mueve la corriente, los batallones que chocan de frente. Mis rivales que vengan de a dos, hoy ni siquiera los truenos me alzan la voz. Soy tu derrota, tus dos piernas rotas, el clavo en el pie que traspasó la bota. Soy la estrategia de cualquier combate, hoy se gana o se pierde, no existe el empate. Soy las penas de tus alegrías, la guerra de noche y la guerra de día. Guerra de noche y la guerra de día. Guerra de noche y la guerra de día. La guerra la mato sin darle un balazo. A la guerra le dan miedo los abrazos. La guerra con camuflaje se viste, así nadie ve cuando se pone triste. La guerra pierde todas sus luchas cuando los enemigos se escuchan. La guerra es más débil que fuerte, no aguanta la vida, por eso se esconde en la muerte.
That was Guerra from the album Residente. Marisa, I understand that this was one of your favorite albums of the year as well.
I loved this album. It was intense. It was an incredible exploration of sound and new ways of putting world sounds together. And it doesn't fall into the category of world music because there's so much more. So Residente released the album in addition to a documentary about making the album. And it was incredible. You had him on Latino in August to talk about those two projects.
You know, Residente is no stranger to Latin Grammy and Grammy nominations. As a member of Calle 13, he had 25 nominations and 24 wins, more than any other Latin music artist. Now, he and his brother, Eduardo Cabra, walked away from that success to pursue their individual musical path.
His first solo album is called Residente, and the music is built around a DNA test he took. Being Puerto Rican, there were references to Africa and Spain, but also to some unexpected places.
I knew that, you know, as they teach you in school back home, like they tell you that you come from the Taínos, Africans, and I knew that I had more in my blood. So I was curious about it. I didn't expect anything. And when I started to listen to the results, most of them, like, they came from, like, gypsy places. It was very interesting for me to have those results.
Okay, so after achieving mega success with Calle 13, he says his new project gave him some time to think and it offered a bit of self-reflection through music.
I found out, like, why I'm doing this and why I like to write. And that was the first thing that I found during all these years with Calle 13. I never had the time to stop. Like, it was so fast, everything, since the beginning. Without stopping, I never digested the whole thing. And at that time, I was able to digest and to understand and to know why I like to write. And it was like a great exercise for me.
Cuban vocalist Denay Suarez has been on Alt Latino quite a few times over the last 7 years. We're big fans of her music. But she always seems to be bubbling under the radar, but now it seems others are catching on to how great she is.
She got 4 Latin Grammy nominations, including Best New Artist. On the album is a collaboration with Steven Marley, a son of one of her idols, Bob Marley. At Denay's request, her manager arranged a meeting with him. He was a little reluctant. As she told me, he didn't know her or her music. So she played some of her songs for him, and before long, he was sharing what he was working on with her. She began humming a melody, and just like that, they were writing a song together. And when they went into the studio, she was inspired by something she saw.
Él tiene su estudio, una Biblia abierta siempre, y le dije, bueno.
What she's saying is, he keeps an open Bible in his studio, so I told him I want to write about the principles that are in Psalm 101.
Those principles include truthfulness, faith, purity, and integrity. Integridad is the song they wrote together, and it's nominated for Best Alternative Song. Her album Palabras Manuales is nominated for Best Album of the Year.
Let's go. pasión, determinación. Y ahora por los siglos, escúchame bien.
No puedes comprar el sol, no puedes.
Okay, now Lila Downs is a Latin music pioneer who is still a very powerful performer, constantly releasing new music that always enthralls. Marisa, you wrote about her album for our Songs We Love series, and I really loved something that you wrote about her track, Peligrosa. What did you say?
I said, imagine the likes of Chavela Vargas and Janis Joplin serenading the woman we call Las Adelitas, the female Mexican revolutionaries. That's the kind of badassery Lila Downs evokes with Peligrosa, the lead track from her album Salón, Lágrimas y Deseo.
Badassery. I love that line. Her album is nominated for Best Traditional Pop Vocal. This is Lila Downs with Peligrosa.
Dicen que yo soy peligrosa, que yo soy dolorosa, porque quiero vivir así. Dicen que yo soy enjundiosa, caprichosa y hermosa, que no puedo seguir así. Te digo, si soy peligrosa, si soy desdeñosa, porque te quiero para mí. Si soy afanosa, intrépida, costosa, que quiero lo bueno para mí. No sé lo que siento contigo, pero es amor que parece amor. Porque te quiero para mí. Si soy afanosa, intrépida, costosa, que quiero lo bueno para mí. No sé lo que siento. Mm-hmm. que parece amor.
You're listening to Alt Latino's review of the 2017 Latin Grammy nominations. I'm with Alt Latino reporter Marisa Arbona Ruiz. And Marisa, I know you're a big fan of Mariachi Flor de Toloache. In fact, these were your words when you wrote about them on Alt Latino. There should be fireworks named after this band for all the intensity and color and life that burst forth from Flor de Toloache. Okay, what is it about them that inspires such descriptive writing?
These women have moxie. They have powerhouse vocals with just delicious harmonies. They're amazing musicians. They're all instrumentalists. And they're songwriters. They're fun. They're enchanting. And they're dynamic in their performances. They engage everyone in the crowd. And it's the perfect show.
So you like them?
Love them.
Their album, Las Caras Lindas, was nominated for Best Ranchero and Mariachi Album. And they do a pretty damn good job with Puro Teatro, a song associated with the great Cuban vocalist La Lupe. This is Mariachi Flor de Toloache.
Ya conozco ese teatro, mintiendo. Qué bien te queda el papel después de todo. Te creas, me parece que
Mexican vocalist Natalia Lafourcade had a really good year, and it started as just a group of friends getting together to play some old Mexican boleros and rancheras.
Her album Musas is described as an homage to folkloric music, performed with Los Macorinos.
Los Macorinos are traditional Mexican musicians who used to perform with the great Chavela Vargas.
She told me in an interview that she was on tour. She was traveling around the world. She was really missing her homeland, Mexico, and the traditional sounds of Mexico, where she grew up. And so she reached out to Los Macorinos, and she invited them over for a jam session, and they recorded it. And it was so good that when she played it for her managers just to listen to, they said, "This is your next album. You have to do this."
She followed that advice, and it earned her nominations for Best Folk Album and Album of the Year.
I really wanted to explore some traditional songs and also like some folklore from Latin America. But I still believe that it's huge, the world of folk music. And there are so many possibilities and ways of making a connection with this world. So I was just trying to work with those songs and those songwriters that I admire a lot. Violeta Parra's music, Simón Díaz, Atahualpa Yupanqui, María Grieber, Roberto Cantoral, Agustín Laras, Frank Domínguez. Like that music that I will listen to at home, you know?
This is Tú Sí Sabes Quererme, which is nominated for Song of the Year. Miguelito.
Finalmente descubrí tus besos. Me enredaste en tu mirada, me abrazaste con todos mis defectos. Tú sí sabes quererme, tú sí sabes adorarme, mi amor. No te vayas, quédate por siempre, para siempre, para siempre amarte. Corazón, tú sí sabes. Finalmente sé que estoy dispuesta. Es tan difícil encontrar un amor que aquí me quedo con heridas bien abiertas. Ya no me importa lo que piensan los demás. Aquí me quedo para ser testigo siempre de la vida. Aquí por siempre, para siempre, para siempre amarlos. Corazón, tú sí sabes. Florence.
Among the nominees for Best Singer-Songwriter is Alex Cuba, the Cuban-Canadian.
Okay, what Marisa means is Alex Cuba is from Havana, met a Canadian woman, married her, and eventually moved to a very small town on the country's west coast. I mean, a very small town. He's carved out a very nice place for himself with his mix of acoustic folk music, Cuban rhythms, and a voice that completely stands out every time you hear it, all while living in Canada. I interviewed him last spring at South by Southwest in Austin, and he told me about how living in Canada makes for some interesting interactions with his fans.
I'm just going to tell you a little story. I was in Cuba in December. I went there for a family vacation, and I ran into a Canadian on the street. It was funny. Canadians on the street of Havana, they recognized me. I walked down the street and I go, oh, Alex Cuba. But Cubans don't. I'm okay with it because Canada is where I live now, and I've been there for 18 years. But I have to admit that it was a little bit weird, you know?
Alex Cuba is nominated for Best Singer-Songwriter, and this is his song, Todas las Cabezas Son Locas.
Más de una vez quise caer en el abismo de tu piel. Y te busqué sin esconder mis ansias, mi forma de ser. Sé que pensaste que era extraño, tus ojos me lo hicieron ver. Y me tomaste nada en serio, yo casi no supe qué hacer. Puede suceder, un día quizás, mujer, te enamores infinitamente. Y entonces la luz encienda tus fantasías, dejándote llevar entre locuras.
Todas las cabezas están locas, todas las cabezas están locas. Todas las cabezas están locas, locas, locas. Todas las cabezas están locas. Todas las cabezas están locas. Todas las cabezas están locas, locas, locas.
Un nuevo amor, un suspirar, un mundo que quiere empezar. Te entregas y echas a volar. Tan alto como puedas ir. Puede suceder, un día quizás, mujer, te enamores infinitamente. Y entonces la luz encienda tus fantasías, dejándote llevar entre locuras. Dejándote llevar entre
cabezas están locas, todas las cabezas están locas, todas las cabezas están locas, 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 todas las cabezas están locas, todas las cabezas están locas, todas las cabezas están locas, 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 todas las cabezas están locas, todas las cabezas están locas, todas las cabezas están locas. Están locas, todas las cabezas están locas, locas, locas,
locas. Yeah, yeah.
Alex Cuba here on Alt Latino's review of the 2017 Latin Grammy nominations.
You know, one of the things, Felix, that I'm noticing is that there's a theme running through all this music.
What is it? What do you hear?
What I'm hearing is a lot of stripped-down music, acoustics, traditional sounds, traditional instruments, very little electronics, lots of tradition, lots of emphasis on vocals and harmonies, and meaningful lyrics also, just going basic and beautiful.
I can hear that. I hear that theme. I hadn't noticed it before, but that's a very good observation. and one of the major artists that's continuing that theme, as you point out, is Juanes. Because this year he released a really ambitious album that was both a musical album and a visual album, a story set tracks from the album. And it's very acoustic guitar based. You and I both interviewed him at different times. He's a fascinating musician who said he made this record as a sort of catharsis, a stripped down attempt to get back to basics, as you said. Basics of great songs and great storytelling. In other words, all the things that he's done best.
I guess this album came after years of, you know, me trying to find a way to connect again with music and trying to find a way to connect with myself and just trying to see, okay, this is who I am. I'm not going to be afraid anymore of anything else. I don't want to follow any trends in music. I just want to do my music from my heart, from my soul, as the way I did it before. So I just get disconnected for a moment, for a little while. But now I think that I just came back to my place, and I feel so happy about it, and so happy, you know, with this album and with this visual, because I can share with all the fans all these things that is not just about the songs. It's more than that. Everyone can feel whatever they want to feel, but I feel so happy to share finally these songs, this visual, and all these messages I have.
The album is called Mis Planes Son a Marte. It's nominated for Best Pop Rock Album, and this is a track called El Ratico, and it features the great Colombian-American singer Cali Uchis.
Llevo varios días pensando en decirte estas palabras. Con dolor en el alma creo es hora que te vayas. Hace varias noches no duermo y es por culpa de este infierno. Saber que no puedo cabalgar entre tu sueño en las noches contigo, sueños que no volverán. Y sé que yo me equivoqué contigo, yeah, pero tú también conmigo. Yo sé que yo me enredé contigo, yeah, pero tú también conmigo. Pasamos rico, pasamos rico, yeah. Sufrimos un poquito, lo hicimos rico, yeah. Pero se acabó el ratico. Cielo azul, yo quería darte un cielo azul, ya lo ves, y un baúl de recuerdos solo me llevé así. Cielo azul, yo quería darte un cielo azul, ya lo ves, y un baúl de recuerdos solo me llevé así.
You only want me when I'm good and gone. Think you're always right and me, I'm always wrong. Tú ya sabes me and you just don't belong. No me digas más cause we won't ever get along. Pensando en las noches que perdí, solo tratando de llegar a ti. Se acabó el ratico, aquí está el anillo. No, I don't wanna be amigos.
Y sueño en las noches contigo, sueños que no volverán. Y sé que yo me equivoqué contigo, yeah, pero tú también conmigo. Yo sé que yo me enredé contigo, yeah, pero tú también conmigo. Pasamos rico, pasamos rico. Yeah. Y sufrimos un poquito, lo hicimos rico, yeah. Pero se acabó el ratico. Se nos acabó el ratico. Se nos acabó el ratico.
You have been listening to Alt Latino's take on the 2017 Latin Grammy nominations, featuring the musicians that we've had on the show during the past year. A lot of fun looking back at some of these interviews, and you never know when you're recording them what's going to happen with their album during the course of the year. And it's always fun to see musicians that we know and support get nominations when the Latin Grammys come out. So Marisa, thank you for coming back and sharing this with us.
Thanks for having me. I just want to congratulate all the artists. Felicidades on your beautiful, wonderful, incredible music.
The Latin Grammys will be awarded on November 16th in Las Vegas. They're going to be broadcast live on Univision, so check it out. We're going to wrap things up with music from another artist I interviewed back in July at the LAMC. This is Mon Laferte. She's been nominated for Latin Grammys this year, including Album of the Year, for her fantastic record, La Trenza. This track is called Yo Te Quiero.
Cuando quiero ser tu sombra, es difícil encontrar alguna luz. Mas cuando quiero ser tu agua, beber a otro río, a otra playa, y aunque el agua del mar.
I want to remind you that you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino, and don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Marisa Arbona Ruiz. Chao, chao.
And this has been Alt Latino. Thank you for listening.
Yo te quiero, yo te quiero, yo te quiero. Yo te quiero.